Lights, camera, action! It's welcome to the month of movies for the month of
July
2016. I'm Scott.
And I'm Jason.
And I am going through this year. I'm going to watch, I compiled a list of scariest movies of all time.
And I am watching a bunch of box sets of movies I bought that haven't watched since I bought them. So I'm going through those.
And then whatever else movies we watch.
Yeah.
I watched a bunch of movies this month.
I watched some.
Yeah,
I didn't finish this collection.
Dude, I'm so far behind, but but thanks to our friends Tony Mayer and Jacob Paplaham, that I got a whole bunch of the ones I need to watch now. God damn it, cat. Really? Now you dingle?
It probably didn't even pick it up.
I know, whatever. Thanks to them for lending me all these horror movies that I'm excited to watch.
And some that we're not.
Yeah. Speaking of, the first one I watched this month...
was the same one I watched.
Was Human Centipede.
Yeah, Human Centipede.
Now, I know a lot of friends that watched this movie, and they say it was great. And I was like, it doesn't look interesting to me, but what the hell? It might be one of those hidden gems. Nope. Nope.
Basically, everything you know about the movie is
the
movie.
What happens in...
in case you haven't seen South Park or the trailer...
There's a doctor who thinks that he's like, I figure out if I can sew people anus ass to mouth, can have people eat and then poop into other people's mouths and make one giant long pooping thing. And then and that's what happens. Two girls at the very beginning, they're in Germany on vacation, and then they go through about 10 minutes of bad acting and be like, we're lost. I don't trust you. You're not my friend. Meh, meh, meh. And then they go to the guy's house, and the rest of the movie is her, one of the girls, just trying to escape.
Yeah. There's some gross stuff.
Yeah. The whole idea of people pooping each other's mouths wasn't that bad, because didn't see anything.
See, the thing is, I hate watching surgery stuff, and that was a good chunk of it.
Yeah, there's a part... I remembered... We were talking about how
stitches tearing and stuff, like...
Yeah, we were talking about how there's one part... I'm like, there's one part in the movie that, like, really fucked me over, but it wasn't anything about the butt stuff. And I remembered it was when the girl jumped off her cot and the IV ripped off her arm.
No, oh, it ripped through her skin.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the worst.
But, the movie, yeah, the acting wasn't great. The style, I guess the movie idea was kind of original, hence the fact that this movie became so popular.
Yeah.
But... I don't know how roofies work, but if you just go, I'm going to pour you a glass of water, and then you put a pill in it, and just go, and just watch it dissolve, and you just carry it to them. How did they not taste it, or see it, or anything?
I don't know how roofies work either.
But, like, he just tossed it in the water, and then, like, didn't even stir, just dropped it in there. It's like, he's just watching, like, look at it, it's dissolving. And then he goes, here you go, drink the water, and crash, and he's like, oh, fuck. Dude, it wasn't that good of a movie.
No.
I gave it a 5.5.
I gave it a 5.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know why I gave it a 5.5. Because I guess there were some parts I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, the acting was bad, but it wasn't as bad as Scott says. I don't think it was that
horrible. Fucking part in the woods.
Yeah.
That must have been the first day on set. I don't know you yet, so we're just going to yell.
That wasn't great.
Jacob lent us the anthology. We didn't watch the other two.
No.
I gave it back.
We saw the first one. We're like, that's enough.
Yeah.
I'm curious, I'll read a synopsis online of the other two.
I know what the other two were.
Right. But I'm just saying, like, if I was intrigued, I'd rather do that than watch the movies.
Because it's one of those things where a couple of the same actors are in all the movies or whatever. Because the main girl, I think she's in all three. I think, I don't know. Yeah, 5.5. That was on my list for the month for the movies to watch. Yeah. So, this next one, though, I watched it years ago when it came out. It's called Dark Water.
Oh,
it was made by the same people that did, I think, the American version of The Ring. And I actually remember it being an okay movie, but I think I liked it a lot better this time because I'm older and I don't know. But Jennifer Connelly, she has a daughter, and she's going through a husband divorce. You know, the normal husband divorces.
The husband divorce.
Whatever. But she's trying to pick up her life after her husband and her getting divorced, and she's trying to keep custody of her child. So, like, she finds a really, really cheap apartment building, and so that her and her daughter can live and stuff like that. And but, of course, you know, she's having problems with the father. Like, I want her and this and this and this, blah, blah, blah. You know, generic divorce movie stuff. But then once they move into the building, it's, like, weird stuff kind of happens where her roof starts leaking. Like, the ceiling of her bedroom starts leaking. And, like, there's, like, just all this stuff that, and then what happened?
Oh. Cat clawed me.
But she, then, like, the daughter starts having an imaginary friend who's, like, around her same age and stuff like that, and then, like, yeah, you start finding out more and more about, like, what happened, like, why there's, like, water leaking in her apartment, because the apartment room above her, like, the mother went on, like, holiday, and the father, like, went back to Europe or whatever, and they just left the apartment empty, so apparently the kids keep going in there and turning the faucets on and stuff, and, like, but there, I mean, obviously, more is to it. Like, I don't know. I don't want to say too much because it's kind of cool, like, learn, like, figuring out small pieces here and there. But I don't know. I like Jennifer Connelly a lot, and the movie was creepier this time watching it than I remember it, and it was better.
Is that on your list?
No, I just bought it. It was one of the movies I bought for, like, a dollar.
Oh, okay.
But I gave it a 7.5.
Nice. I watched The Fly, and so did you.
I did watch The Fly.
Yeah. So I thought I'd seen this movie before, but I haven't at all. I don't know why I thought I saw it.
I've seen parts of it, but the movie, like, jumps into a lot of stuff a lot faster than I thought it did. Mm-hmm. So, like, anything I saw was in the first half of the movie.
Yeah. So The Fly is about this guy who's creating a teleporter, basically to teleport from one spot to the other.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying it, like, with inanimate objects, and it works, but then, like, living tissue it has issues with.
Yeah.
So he's trying to, like, tweak it so it works.
Yeah, trying to figure it out.
And this one girl that is basically his love interest, yeah, she's also a reporter, so she wants the big scoop on the story. And
her douchey boss.
Yeah, and her boss wants, like, the story now, but they're like, we can't do it now because it's not working yet. We don't want the world to know about it. And then pretty early in the movie, like you said, he's like, screw it, I'm going to teleport myself. And then when he does, there was a fly in the chamber.
Yeah, because what happens, it breaks down the cells and stuff in the pod, and then it reassembles them elsewhere.
Yeah.
But, like, organic tissue he was having problems with because it moves and it's not synthetic.
Yeah.
Because of that whole thing where they're eating steak and mm-hmm. stuff. And a chimpanzee, holy shit, there's a glob of nothingness.
Yeah. So he teleports himself, and then he's normal, but then, like, slowly starts becoming more fly-like.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cool.
That was Gina Davis was the...
No.
Uh-oh.
Was it?
I think Jeff Goldblum. I thought it was Gina Davis.
Oh, I don't have my phone near me. I should have done this.
You should. I got it. I go look it. But...
Was it Gina Davis?
I...
It was Jeff Goldblum.
I watched this a month ago. I don't remember. But yeah, I liked it because actually some of the stuff got really cool. It is Gina Davis.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff was, like, really cool. Like the when he found out how he eats and, like, later when he uses that. Yeah. Like, that was pretty badass. Yeah. But yeah, I didn't see it before, and I'm glad I finally watched it.
Yeah, it was very good. I liked it a lot.
I gave it an 8.
Yeah, me too.
And that was on my list of movies to watch, so.
Yeah, that was the second movie I watched, but I haven't talked about any movies on my list yet. So I will. The box set that I will watch this month, which I should have finished, but I didn't. It's a 5-movie collection. It's Bela Lugosi collection. So Bela Lugosi's in all these horror movies. The first one in this collection I watched was The Gorilla, which I did not know what I was getting into watching this one. So they're horror movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this was a comedy horror, like slapsticky, like Three Stooges type of comedy.
Okay.
And basically, there's like this gorilla that is known for being...
Why are you putting quotes?
Because... I'll explain.
Okay.
There's this gorilla that is killing people, but he leaves a note for them to say, I'm going to kill you in the next 24 hours.
Okay.
And everyone's like, oh no, the gorilla, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, how, for one, how is the gorilla writing these notes? And then two, they're like, oh, you'll die by midnight. And it's like, oh, okay. So this one guy gets the note, and he hires these investigators to try to find the gorilla and stop him before he dies.
Okay.
And the three detectives come in, and they're basically the Three Stooges, but not the Three Stooges. It's like knockoff Three Stooges, like, we're going to go over here. And then, like, that's what I said. And, like, they're just, like, cutting each other off and stuff. And I was like, what is going on? And, like, that's what I said. Like, oh, we got to do this. That's what I said. And, like...
Did they say that's what I said a lot?
Yeah. And I did not know what I was getting. I just thought it was a horror movie about a gorilla. But then, yeah, as the movie goes forward, like, a real detective comes, like, a real cop comes to try to investigate this, and then the three hired guys are like, no, we could do a good job. And then, as the movie goes, the plot starts unraveling, and then you see what is actually happening by the end of the movie. Like, who is responsible? And, yeah, there's a gorilla, which obviously is a guy in a costume, but for the sakes of the movie, it's an actual gorilla, and they're running around, and people disappear and stuff like that. But, yeah, Bela Lugosi is the butler.
His name is Peters.
Yeah, he's the butler in the movie. So, and then, like, when someone disappears, he's just randomly there, and they're like, where the heck did you come from? And it was pretty entertaining. Like I said, I didn't know what... It was a comedy, because this is a horror box set, but it's like a comedy horror, I guess.
Yes, I'm looking
back
at...
Back in the day.
Yeah, I'm looking at IMDb. It says it's a approved comedy horror, and the three detectives are the Ritz brothers. Jimmy Ritz, Harry Ritz, and Al Ritz.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's like a trio that's famous.
It looks like it, because it shows... It says each character, Garrity, Harrington, and Mulligan, oh, yeah. And then on the very bottom, it says the Ritz brothers as the Ritz brothers.
Hmm.
So... I guess it says they follow the huge clown shoes of the Marx Brothers, blah 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 blah. So I guess they're a slappy, sticky good time.
But I thought that was a fun movie. I gave it a 7.
Okay,
7 out of 10. It was entertaining. I mean, it wasn't that long of a movie. It's like a little over an hour.
Yeah, hour 6. It looks like.
Yeah, and I thought it was fun. It's just like old comedy is very different than today.
Yeah,
like you can tell it's a comedy just by the way that people talk.
I know.
It's weird, but it was fun.
Alright. Last month I watched Children of the Corn.
I almost watched that this month.
You what?
I almost watched it because it's on my queue at Netflix forever.
But I bought like a 2-pack, it's a Blu-ray 2-pack of Stephen King movies. So I've watched another movie, which is Sleepwalkers, which I've never seen, and it's not based on a Stephen King book or story or anything. Now, this movie, I don't know what... I'm still kind of trying to wrap my head around what the movie was all about. So it turns out the general idea of the movie is there are creatures called sleepwalkers, which they have nothing to do with sleeping at all. But they can make themselves look like humans, but they look kind of like just giant rat baby lizard people. But there's only, apparently there's only two of them left. A guy and then his mother. And his mother, I think, is like in from Twin Peaks or something. I don't know. I looked it up years ago. Not years ago, last month. But there she, so the guy is like in high school and he's trying to find a girl who is that he can use for fucking or whatever, and then like he can give like the life essence to his to them so they can keep living forever. No, the girl's from Twin Peaks, that's what it was. So yeah, so the guy's like, hey, let's go do this stuff. But apparently that was a good example of explaining stuff.
Of stuff.
Yeah. But apparently they're afraid of cats. So they have all these like bear traps and stuff like that in their front yard because cats they're afraid of cats and cats hate them. So at one point, every once in a while in the movie, when a cat would attack one of them, it was fantastic because the cat would jump at them, and then you could just see like they either had a fake dead stuffed cat and they're like just like holding against their face and like wriggling around.
I love that stuff.
Yes, it's classic. But yeah, so like the girl and the guy are like they're starting to fall for each other and stuff. But the girl's like a really good two shoe kind of girl, so he's like, I need to have sex with you or whatever. He made it very sexual with her. And she's like, no, I'm not yet, blah, blah, blah. And then when she finds out he's a sleepwalker, it's like, she's telling the police and stuff. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? You're crazy. You know, typical horror stuff. It was a weird movie. It was all right. It had its moments, and it was very, very Stephen King. Oh, but that's right. Stephen King had a small little cameo in this movie, of course. But so did, oh shit, John Carpenter, I think? I think it was John Carpenter, one of the horror guys, Stephen King, Clive Barker, that's who it was. Shit. Sorry. And they're both like just forensic scientists. No, that's right, Stephen King was a cemetery caretaker, and Clive Barker was a forensic tech. Yeah, but, yeah, it was, it was all right. I gave it a 6. You don't really need to see it, but it was different from other things. And the thing is, like, I don't know if they didn't really show it, but there was very sexual, very, very much sexual tension. And basically, I think the mother and son banged a couple times.
Like, in the movie?
Yeah. It was very weird. But yeah, I give it a 6.
The next Bela Lugosi movie I watched was called The Devil Bat.
Devil Bat,
which was also a fun movie. It wasn't comedy, but I thought it was fun. Basically, at the beginning of the movie, Bela Lugosi is playing this scientist? Is that the right word?
Did he deal with science?
Well, he basically works for a cologne / perfume company, and he's like a scientist who creates new
scents. Oh, a chemist?
Chemist, there we go. So we find out that he's a chemist, but it shows him in his lab, and he has this giant bat on this handlebar thingy where they perch.
Yeah.
Perch on a perch. And he's electrocuting it.
Oh.
It just shows him electrocuting it like Frankenstein type thing. Like, just pulls the switch down and electrocutes it. I'm like, what does this have to do with anything? And then they have a meeting with the cologne company, perfume company, whatever it is. And they're like, oh, he's coming up with the new scent and stuff like that. And uh-huh. We're making a ton of money off of these perfumes that this guy's making, and he's getting some money, but not as much as we're making, and blah blah blah. And they're like, ha, we're rich. And then he gets a little jealous that they get all the credit and money and stuff, and mm-hmm. He's the one who came up with it. So then he creates this new perfume, and he's like, here, this is a new one I'm trying, and like gives it to the guy to try. But apparently it's like a pheromone or something.
Yeah.
So like when they go outside, the bat attacks him and then kills him. And then they're like, what caused this? This giant ant, just iron bat just attacked these people. And then he just keeps giving the perfume to people and they keep putting it on, even though they're like, this is weird that this giant bat's like attacking people. Like, it takes them forever for them to connect the dots that, hey, why are all these people on the board getting killed by giant bats? Sure, I'll wear this new perfume. Like,
the synopsis on IMDb describes it well, and it sounds so funny. A mad scientist develops an aftershave lotion that causes his giant bats to kill anyone who wears it.
Yep.
That's a fantastic...
Yeah. He sends the bat after
him. It stuff. Almost feels like this is where the Catwoman movie got their idea from. Like, it almost feels like it, because they're...
But he made the bat evil.
I know, it's...
And then sends the bat out to attack the people because they're wearing the perfume.
That is a fucking bat. Like, look at how big the body is on that bat.
Yeah, that's the thing he was on when he was getting electrocuted.
Why?
So he's just, like, holding on to that, and it, like, jolts of electricity go into it.
Was that explained, or was it just to piss him off, or what?
I think it was to create a monster bat that can kill people.
Oh.
I'm assuming? I don't know.
All right.
I thought it was fun. Keywords, lotion.
Puts the lotion on the bat.
Where's my sheet? I gave it a 7. Okay. I thought it was a good movie. It was entertaining. It threw me off guard. I'm like, why is he just electrocuting this bat at the beginning of the movie? And then later he makes the aftershave. That's what it is. But yeah, I mean, I was like, these people aren't that smart. They're like, why does this keep happening to the people on our board and stuff? And then he's like, oh, try this. And they're like, okay.
I'm going to run through a couple movies in a row because it was a trilogy.
Sure.
Once again, these are some more movies that I didn't watch for my box. I watched, like, so few movies in my box set. But ironic that I'm talking about these movies because the new one just came out in theaters and I didn't even know it. The first one I watched was Bourne Identity.
Oh yeah, Jason Bourne.
Jason Bourne came out like a couple weeks ago, whatever. So if those of you who don't know what the movie's about, Adam Sandler is not in this movie at all.
Why would you say Adam Sandler?
I don't know.
Matt Damon?
Yep, I couldn't remember Matt Damon's name.
Matt Damon.
They find him in a boat. Okay. This is let's
you start watch from, the you watched a bunch of them?
I watched the three of them. I almost called it the boathouse.
Boathouse.
They found him in the ocean. So the boats live. They find him in the ocean and they pull him up and like, oh my god, this guy's still alive. He has bullets in his back though. And once Jason Bourne finally wakes up, he's like, what the fuck? I don't remember anything. What? I have no memory of anything. And then eventually you find out through the movie he was a secret agent of this, like, super secret military organization. But he was supposed to kill, like, a leader of another country, mm-hmm. but he failed. So the guy who, the leader who, like, realized it, he's like, fuck you guys, someone tried killing me. So the military agency is like, well, we need to find out what happened. Oh, shit, Jason Bourne, he's still around. All our other agents, go after him. Go kill him. Because he fucked up and he's, like, jeopardizing our secrecy. So everyone go kill Jason Bourne. And then you kind of find out why he failed his mission and all this other stuff. And he find more about himself. But I'm going to spoil some of these movies because obviously he lives.
Yeah. Because there's a bunch of them.
Because, like, there's three, and then there's a one that didn't have him in it, and then there's the new one.
Was it Chris Pine?
No, it was Hawkeye.
Oh, that's right. Jeremy Renner.
Yep. So then that happens. So he's like, yeah, but along the way, he picks up this one girl who's, like, and, like, she gets targeted because she's helping him and stuff like that. But at the very end, like, yeah, we figured it out, we fell in love. The end. Then Bourne Supremacy. Oh shit! What happened in this? Oh,
I don't know. I only saw the first one a long time ago, like when it first came out.
Yeah.
And I just remember the camera was moving around too much, and you couldn't see stuff because there's, like, explosions and stuff. The camera was, like...
It's a very good movie to watch on a small screen.
Right. It's like the whole movie was shot handheld.
Yeah.
And it's, like... I don't know. It's kind of nauseating.
I think I watched one of them in some sort of theater.
But I heard the other ones aren't as bad.
No, they're not. They're not as bad.
It's
but
they got a different director for the other ones.
I think it's the same director. I could be wrong. But on a small TV, they're fine. But the second one, Bourne Supremacy, someone cut some power to to this very important building. I can't remember what it was. Man, I'm sorry, guys. But then they ended up...
That's the downside of watching, like, a trilogy is sometimes... Then all of a sudden it gets merged together.
I'm not good with government shit because, like, half the time it's like, oh, you broke into this. I'm like, what does this matter? Like, small details like that shit, I don't care about. I mean, the movies are fun because they're very action-packed, which I'm not a huge action movie person. But they were fun. They kept my interest and I didn't get bored of them.
That's good.
But anyways, I remember the person, like, cut power to this one... I want to say, let's just say it's the FBI building. Let's just pretend that. If I'm wrong, fuck you. If I'm right, gotcha.
Gotcha.
But they cut like the power off this building and like to fuck up a whole lot of like servers or whatever. But then they left some fingerprints of Jason Bourne there and said, "Whoa, he did it! He did it! You gotta frame him." And like, "Whoa, what? He's still alive? Go here, send some more agents. Go after him." But then the girl that he fucking fell in love with, she ends up getting killed. He's like, "You fuckers, I'm going to get you now." And he's like trying to figure out what's going on. And there's some people who are like, "I don't think Jason Bourne's on the bad side." And some people are like, "Yeah, you just got to kill him because he's a liability." And well, that's some of that. Then eventually you find out what happened and all this other stuff. And Jason Bourne moves on again to the next movie. But the thing I have to mention, there's a song by Moby, and I can't remember what the name of the song is. Fuck. But in every you know the movie's over, or almost over, when the song kicks in. Extreme Ways, that's the name of it. But
like each movie has the exact same song?
Like, at the very end, he's like... Because, like, in this one of the ladies, like, that's, like, running the, was running the investigation, he's, like, watching her from across the street of the building. He's like, "Oh, yeah, blah, blah, thanks, well," you know, and so he's like, "Hey, by the way, you should get some sleep. You look tired." And then the song goes, vring! Like, it just kicks in, and every fucking movie, right at the very end, when he says, like, the closing line of the song just kicks in, and it's so shitty.
Is it supposed to be shitty?
No, it's just, it's not shitty, it's that you're like, "Oh, shit!" One of those moments, but to me, it's so cheesy.
It's like the freaking,
CSI?
CSI, exactly. Where he takes the glasses off.
But then the third movie, there's a reporter that uncovers, he finds some, like, documents about the group of, like, agents and stuff like that. Like, he finds out about the organization, and he mentions it to like, another one of his reporter friends.
Organization?
I don't remember what it was called, man. but it's like the Black Ops, whatever, I don't know what it's called. But, he mentions it on the phone, and then, like, they capture, like, "Oh, shit, someone mentioned this." So they go to kill him, but, Jason Bourne, like, is like, "I gotta fucking help this guy." But at the same time, he's like, "I gotta find out what happens, because apparently this group, I'll find more about myself from this group, because this is what I was trained with, like, this is where I was trained in this other shit." So he's going around, and there's... problems, obviously, and all this other stuff. I mean, like I said, they're very action-y movies. There's plot there, but it's not so extreme. But then, of course, you find out in this one that he chose to do this because he wanted to be this badass military type person. Yeah, that's. I mean, I'm making them sound bad and dumb, but I enjoyed them. I couldn't decipher which one was better or not.
Yeah, I was just gonna ask which one did you like?
I gave them all 7.5s.
Mm.
Oh, wow, you sounded mad about that.
No. Like, I just think that 7.5 is what I do when it is an enjoyable movie. Yeah. I don't know what to rate it.
Yeah, no. Because I bought them, like, a year ago on Black Friday for $4 each for, like, the Blu-ray. Oh, I'm like, okay. I'm like, those are fun movies. I should watch them again. And I watched them because...
Yeah, I only saw the first one. I didn't care much for it. But I'm sure I might like them now if I watched them.
Yeah. I mean, I dug them.
Sorry. Let's get water.
All right. Where am I now on the movie list? One, two, I have four left.
I got three.
And I watched one of them with you.
Yeah, I watched, the next one I watched was Otis.
Yeah.
This is one I picked up really cheap and that place was going out of business. There's going to be a lot of movies that I watched from that place.
Yeah, I got a lot.
I got a stack next to the TV. But we watched this one. It's called Otis.
Yeah.
I thought I heard about this movie, but I don't think this is the one I was thinking of.
Yeah. I always get...
But it was... It was interesting.
I was getting confused because...
Daniel Stern and Kevin Pollak are in it.
Yeah.
That girl.
Ileana Douglas? Yeah. Ileana Douglas.
What was that? I don't...
Right in the front.
I know, but I don't know that first word. It looks like I don't know if they're all I's or L's.
Ileana Douglas. She was in Stir of Echoes.
I know. She's in a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But it's a independent movie, but it's got like big actors in it. On the cover of the box, it says, it's the Juno for the horror set.
Yeah.
Like, it's nothing like Juno at all, except maybe that it was a low-budget film.
And it was a girl in high school.
And it was, like, low-budget, but it had, known actors in it.
Oh, and it has the girl, Tara Page. That doesn't sound right. No, Ashley Johnson. Ashley Johnson is in it. She's, like, one of the main characters. She was the voice... She was in Last of Us and in Avengers and stuff. Last of Us video game.
Anyway, this movie, Otis, is about this guy who kidnaps women and locks them up in his basement and relives high school fantasies... Like, being the prom king and she's the prom queen.
Yeah.
And relives, and he's the star quarterback, and she's a cheerleader.
I don't think he relives them. I think he makes them because he didn't have those moments.
No, I didn't say he relives them.
Oh. Reenacts them?
Yeah.
You said relives them.
Oh, reenacts them. Because I think it's his brother that he's trying to emulate, because his brother did all that stuff.
Yeah, because he has a crush on his sister-in-law.
Yeah. So he kidnaps them and makes them reenact... like high school stuff, but when they don't do it, he kills them. So at the beginning, you see him with this one girl, and then she ends up dying. So then he's like, "Oh, gotta find my next target." And yeah, so he's like a pizza delivery guy, and when he delivers the pizza, he's like, "Oh yeah, she's fucking hot."
Yeah, he's like a 40-year-old man.
Yeah, fatter, bald. I don't know.
Guy. Yeah.
Creepy guy. So she gets kidnapped, and then they try to figure out who did it and try to rescue her. So the whole family's trying to find her, and then...
What's his name? Fuck it, whatever. Yeah, the problem I had is I loved the first half.
Yeah.
The first half was great. The second half got a little weird.
Yeah. But... And then we watched the bonus features, and that stuff was kind of funny. Like, the alternate ending that they were going to do.
Yeah.
But it was too funny, so they decided not to do that ending. That was,
yeah,
it was pretty funny.
It has some pretty, like, when... It has some funny moments, because, like, when he's like, "Oh, hey, it's me. I'm the star quarterback." Like, just some, like, him pretending. It was actually pretty funny. Like I said, I really liked the first half.
Yeah.
But then,
like, when he put together the film and stuff and then made him watch.
Yeah.
That stuff was really funny.
Yeah. The second half of the movie kind of just got... Because, like...
It got weird.
I won't say it's a spoiler, but... Because, like, what happens is she ends up getting away from him.
Mm-hmm.
And then the family's like, well, this FBI guy that's, like, trying to figure the whole thing out, he's a dick.
Yeah.
So the family's like, we got to find out who this guy is, and like, and then, you know, pay for what he did to our daughter.
Yeah.
And then it's like, it just kind of gets like really dark, like, comedy-ish,
it gets like revenge-y in the second half. The first half, like...
But also like very clumsy, like, they're like, "Oh, we don't know what we're doing right, do-do-ba-do."
Yeah.
I don't know.
But yeah, I thought it was. I mean, yeah, like you said, the beginning was entertaining. It's very dark comedy esque.
So the girl that played the main character.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I know like she's the voice of Ellie from Last of Us and stuff like that, and like, and she looks really young. Guess how old she is? She's my age. She's 33. I'm like, Jesus Christ.
This movie came out
2008.
Yeah, 2008. There it is.
But still, like in the movie, she's like a 16 or 17 year old girl, and like, oh, this is kind of weird. But she was fucking 20.
Oh, Raw feeds the company.
26 when this movie came out or whatever. I'm like, that's weird.
I gave it a 7.5.
I gave it a 7, I believe. Yes.
I remember laughing a couple times.
Yeah. I didn't know what to expect, and I was like, this is weird. Because it had some, oh, yeah, and the music, too. Like, the music selection was awesome. Because it had, like, a lot of, like, sort of, like, punkish type music, because I know, like, it had, and then, like, also, like, heavy, not heavy metal, but, like, rock music, because I think, like, stuff like Bikini Kill and whatever and stuff like that, and then also, you know, I don't know, it just, there's certain songs that just made the mood of the movie creepy, but, like, understandable. I don't know if it makes any sense. But I dug it. 7.
I give it 7.5.
The next movie I watched, Jason watched last year.
Yeah?
Because I had it, I got it, I think I got it for Christmas, I think, or a Comedy City thing, like we had a good favorite movie exchange thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I got Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Oh, yeah.
So I watched that.
That's a fun movie.
Yeah, it was like, I want to say it was like December 2015.
It was like, it felt like less than a year ago.
It was like November or December of 2015. But, yeah, Steve Martin, he's trying to get back. He's trying to get from like, where is he, New York? New York to Chicago, I think.
He's trying to get to Chicago.
Yeah, and then like the plane gets delayed and stuff, and then he runs into John Candy's character. He's like, hey, come on along with me. I can help you out. I figured these things out. And it's just like two people that don't belong together are like stuck traveling together. It had some okay, decent moments. There's some funny stuff.
My favorite is still the, you're going the wrong way.
Yeah, I was
going. How do they know where we're going?
And like, I don't know. It was weird because I could tell they're trying to be funny, but it wasn't my type of funny. So, I don't know. It's like, yeah, awkward moment. Yeah. Okay. But it was decent. And unfortunately, right at the very end, when you're like, oh, he's figuring it out. I'm like, I figured it out the same time he did. If that makes any sense. If you watch the movie, you'll know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but I kind of figured something was going on. Like, I'm like, something's up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then once they say at the end, you're like, I figured that.
But what I don't understand. No, I don't want to go too far into it because, I mean, I don't want to spoil anything on this movie.
Yeah, it was a good movie. I liked it.
I gave it a 6.
Yeah, I don't remember what I gave it.
You gave it like 12.
12 out of 10.
Oh, no idea.
It's the best movie in the world. No, I probably gave it like a 7.5, 8 or something.
Probably.
Like that. 8.5, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'd have to dig it up. If I knew you watched it, I would have prepared.
Upsies.
Yeah.
Well,
it's your fault.
Do it. All right, I have 2 movies left.
Okay. So the next one I watched, the Bela Lugosi collection, was the movie called The Human Monster.
That is the best title.
It is the best title, but it wasn't the best movie. I mean, it was entertaining. Well, I shouldn't say entertaining. It was a good movie, but it wasn't the best one in the box.
I think I watched part of this one when I was like, you were watching it.
I don't know if you saw this one or not. But this one, there's like a series of murders in town, and they're trying to like figure out who's doing it because they think it's like a serial killer type person. And I'm having a hard time remembering exactly what happened in this. But I remember there was a blind guy. And he had, like, a place where people could stay. Like, they worked for the church and stuff.
Okay.
And there was stuff with that. But it wasn't until the end that you're like, oh, that's why they keep showing these things happening. But then there's, like, this big, huge, dumb... Not dumb, but... like, big, bulky Frankenstein-looking guy, but he's, like, blind, and he helps him out. Yeah, that guy.
Holy shit, he's terrifying looking.
Yeah, he's blind, so he's walking around helping people, and Yeah.
I shouldn't say he's terrifying.
He ends up getting pissed because one of the people that he's helping in this clinic or whatever ends up getting killed, being one of the people that gets murdered. So then he freaks out and goes crazy. But that might be a spoiler because I think they're trying to set it up so you think he's the bad guy.
Yeah, because like Bram Stoker, Bela Lugosi, wasn't he like a lawyer of some sort?
Yeah, he was like an investigator. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm like, I thought when I watched it, like,
there's I think he's the big bulky guy. Nope, he's Dr. Furderoff or
Frankenfurter. I'm kidding. Yeah. No, because right here, the all three of look at the people just hanging out.
Yeah, that's right. He's on the far left.
Because I thought like he had something about insurance. He was like doing insurance things, and then they had found a body like by the sand, like the mud or whatever. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Fucking.
Yeah, this sounds about right.
See, I did watch like 10 minutes of it.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. A series of strange deaths take place in London. All are accidents, but the victims are single men with no families, and they all have a link to a life insurance company run by the mysterious Dr. Orloff.
Yeah, because then he was like, because the people wouldn't be able to finish paying their insurance, so he's like, I'll help you, I'll pay part of your insurance, but then he puts it under his name, and they die. He's like, I get all this money now!
Yep. So it's like an insurance fraud type murder serial killer thing.
Yeah.
We probably gave away the whole movie, but
I don't know.
I gave it a 6. 6 out of 10.
All right.
I have one more movie.
This next movie is on my list. I watched it many, many years ago, but I saw it like taped off of a Sci-Fi channel. So now I watched it not remembering anything because it came like in the early 90s. It's called Fire in the Sky.
Oh, yeah.
So the movie starts with like these guys driving from the woods, and they're like, they're really quiet and being all creepy and stuff. And they pull up to a bar, and they're like, hey, we need to figure this out. We need to call the sheriff. So like, whoa, what's going on? So they call the sheriff, and he comes in. He's like, oh, wow, this is very big and important information. You should get the we should get like James Garner in from like the Montana.
Who that was?
I don't know if it was James Garner.
I even didn't see this since high school, and it was off the TV.
But it was James Garner. Fuck yeah! But they're like,
because so, when I was in high school, I didn't know who James Garner was.
And then, the gets there and he's like, our friend went missing. And he's all like, whatever, man, you guys are all full of bullshit. And he's just all like, you guys murdered him. And like, they're like, no, here's what happened. And they're telling the story of like how they saw, like they went out there and then this big thing in the sky. Cause the guys were like out there to cut down trees for like the DNR or whatever. And they get paid to get rid of the trees. But they see something in the sky as they're leaving. And D.B. Sweeney, who is in the Spawn movie, he's like, whoa, that light's beautiful. I got to go to it. And then, like, he ends up, like, getting abducted. And the guy's like, well, fuck it. Let's get out of here.
Get out of here.
They tear out of there. And, like, so that's when it gets to the bar. And, like, yeah, he's gone. Like, no. You guys probably murdered him and hit a body. So then, like, they set up this whole, like, this whole search party, and they don't end up finding him or anything, and eventually, like, he just shows up one rainy night and calls from, like, a payphone, like, I don't know where I am, I'm lost, and they find him.
I was abducted!
Yeah, and like, oh, he's like, oh my god, he doesn't really tell everybody, but he's like, you see his memories.
I got butt raped.
And, like, you see him, like, yeah, just getting, like, all the stuff that happened in the spaceship. And that's pretty much the movie. Like, it's just, like, you know, it's a movie about somebody that gets abducted.
Mm-hmm.
And then they show you basically everything. But this is based on a true story.
Yeah.
So it's like D.B. Sweeney and T-1000 are best friends. And and you see, like, all sorts of stuff. Like, I mean, it was decent. I unfortunately just knowing what the movie's about is the movie.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of like the alien stuff, actually, for like how I think it was 93 that movie came out. The alien stuff was actually pretty cool for, you know, limited special effects and stuff they had back then for a movie that wasn't that big.
Yeah.
But I gave it a 6.
The next movie I watched in the Bela Lugosi box set was The Ape Man. The Ape Man.
The movies are just the best.
Yeah.
The titles, I mean...
The Gorilla, The Devil Bat, The Human Monster, The Ape Man, and then the one I didn't watch on here was The Invisible Ghost.
That's the best one. That's the best title.
Which I'll watch in August, because I didn't...
That's the best title.
Didn't finish the box set this month, but... So I'll make up for next month. But the last one I watched this month on here was The Ape Man. And Bela Lugosi plays a scientist who somehow turned him into a half-ape, half-man.
Until it turned himself or someone else?
Himself.
Oh, Jesus.
And he's got this help from this other scientist to try to help him turn back. Mm-hmm. So they got, like, an ape in a cage. And they're trying to, like, figure it out. And he's like, we need brainstems. We need brainstems to turn me back into a human. And the other scientist is like, fuck that. I am not... the only way you can do that is kill people and get someone's brainstem out. And he's like, I'm not doing that stuff. He's like, don't worry. I'll get the bodies. Don't you worry. And the other scientist is like, no. then I'm an accomplice. And he's like, I'm gonna... So then he goes and he like kills people. He kills a guy. Brings them back, gets their spinal fluid, and he's like, oh, shit, there's not enough. I need another person. So then he, like, gets a bunch, like, kills a bunch of people to get enough brain stem stuff. And then he goes to the guy, he's like, I got him. You got to help me. And he's like, no, I told you I wasn't going to help you. And then, like, the cops are involved, too, because now there's a bunch of dead people and stuff. But I just think it's funny. He's like, we're going to do this.
No.
He's like, no. So it was a pretty good movie.
So in other words, an actual someone in a horror movie that actually has sense. Like, no, I'm not gonna fucking deal with this stuff.
Yeah. He just like distanced himself, he went home, and the guy went to his house. He's like, the cops are after me, you gotta help me. He's like, no, I told you not to do this. and I gave that one a 5.5.
Alright.
And then next month I'll watch
The Invisible Ghost.
Invisible Ghost.
That's such an awesome name.
I went that one because it had the best name, so I was going to watch it last of the night.
It's probably going to be garbage.
It's probably the worst one of the box set, but who knows?
All right, and the last movie I watched was also on my list. It, which is cool because I just finished the book like a couple months ago.
Oh, okay.
Which also sucks because I just finished the book.
Yeah, the books are always better.
The book. This is what I don't understand. All right, so, well, actually, let me explain the story first. For those who have not read the book or seen the movie.
Does a kid go missing or something?
A child gets murdered actually, a couple children get murdered.
I don't know if I've seen the movie.
You don't?
I don't think I did.
Oh, they're Billy Boy.
I remember seeing parts of it when I was a kid, when it was on TV.
Yeah.
And I think that sparked my fear of clowns, which I'm sure it did for a lot of people.
This thing is, like... Clowns are scary, but only when they're not trying to be scary. That's the part that scares me.
Like, I don't know, like him, like in the sewers. Come on down here.
Yeah,
it's like, oh god.
Oh, we all float down here. What happens is a couple children end up getting killed.
Would you consider him as the clown that is trying to be scary?
Yeah, because he has, like...
I know, he is scary. That's the whole purpose of him, is he's scary.
Well, the thing is, like, yeah, because, like, he'll be looking at you, then he'll, like, ah! And he has, like, big, like, sharp teeth and stuff. Right.
But you don't think that's scary?
No.
I think it's creepy.
I mean, I'm sure I saw it in real life, that's a big difference. I mean, like, fucking The Freaks was far scarier than this.
The guy with no arms and legs with a knife.
Fucking he's just a rolling potato.
Rolling towards you with a knife.
Fucking, that's... Alright, but anyways, yeah, a few kids get killed, and then one of the guys in town's like, well, it's happening again. I gotta call my friends. And then you realize as the story goes on that a group of friends, like seven of them, as kids, there's a clown terrorizing their town and killing people and stuff, and They ended up stopping it, and they said, if this ever comes back, we all agree we have to come back and stop it. So it's like, but then he was flashing back from like when they were kids to mm-hmm. like current time, which was the 80s. So it keeps flashing back and forth, like telling their side of the story. But it's weird because like once they left town, they didn't remember each other. They forgot about each other. So it's a comeback like, oh, I remember this and this happened and this happened and stuff like that. And, yeah, so the issue that I have with the movie...
Well, they can't fit all the...
Well, yeah, I understand that. But it feels weird when they emphasize certain points of a plot point and then don't use that plot. It's really weird because, I mean, in the movie, like, the clown has a sort of hold over the town. And, like, he just kind of brainwashes people... And the adults and stuff, because only kids really realize what's happening, because they can see blood and all this other stuff, and the adults can't. But like, so in when Beverly, the one female friend in the group, she gets the call and she's like, "I had to head back to Derry, Maine." Her husband, who's like abusive in this book, he's like, "You can't leave Beverly." Blah blah blah. And he, like, she's like, "No, I have to," and then leaves off. In the book, the clown ends, like, he ends up following her, and the clown uses him to, like, get back at the group of kids. So in the movie, he, like, is abusive, and then she's like, "No, I'm leaving," and you never see him again. And also, it's really creepy, but there's, like, a portion in the book that, as kids, they all kind of have a moment together with the one girl. Yep.
They take turns?
Yep. It's
oh, God. It's
pretty creepy for to be reading that, and you're like, oh, I just read about how six 12-year-olds had sex with this one girl. Great. But, like, one of the characters, like, in the book, he has a wife who's a lot like his mother, and the whole time he's like, his mother's like just a completely pushy woman, like, "You can't do this, you're gonna be sick," this, and like they really didn't mention much of that in the movie at all. But in the movie, he wasn't married at all, and he was still living with his mother. And then like he mentions about how he's never been with a woman, like at the end of the movie. I'm like, this is weird. Like, they're pointing out facts just to say, hey, this is different. Like in the book, he's like, I never loved anyone, I always loved you guys. You're like, why did you have to say this? Because the only point of saying it is adding something that it didn't happen in the book. That's like the opposite. I don't know. It was weird. But, I mean, overall, the movie was all right. It was made for TV movie, so it can't be that scary. And they can't really do as much as they could have to make it creepier. Because they have some pretty graphic things in the book, like where people got their arms torn off or bites out of their side and stuff. You don't see anybody die at all. Closest is, like, at the beginning, Georgie's, like, reaching for his boat in the sewer, and then you just see him screaming, and then, like, the, the fades out. But, I don't know, I guess, what's his name, Tim Curry, he was fine as Pennywise. I didn't think it was as amazing as everyone, like, I don't know, he did a great job acting, but that's, not a lie at all. I'm like the character is awesome, but I'm excited to see how they do the new It movie. Because mm-hmm. I mean, I listened to the audiobook, and Steven Weber read it, and he did an awesome like voice of Pennywise in the book. So I'm like, there can be lots of routes they could go with that guy. So, but I mean, I gave it a 6.5. It's decent. Not a lot of Stephen King movies are great,
right?
Especially ones made for TV, they usually follow the book well, but that's like, the book It is like almost 1,000 pages, and they did so it's like 3 hours to cram 1,000 pages in 3 hours. It's a lot of work. I understand that, because I mean, there was a lot of stuff they didn't use in there at all. But, oh, that's another thing that kind of bothered me, was the in the book, the bullies that kind of fucked with the kids, like, they tormented the children in the book. Like, they almost killed them numerous times. But majority of the time when they're in the movie, it was basically like them, like, you can't bother us. And it almost seemed like the main characters were more bullies to the bullies than the bullies were to them. It was weird. But, yeah, I gave it a 6.5. That was on my list of movies to watch.
Nice. So, the best movie I watched this month was The Fly. And my least favorite was The Human Centipede. And neither one of those are on my list.
Yeah, I actually, the same movies.
Don't chew on that cord, kid.
The best movie I watched was The Fly at 8, and Human Centipede was the worst at 5.5. But, just to clarify, these are the movies that were on my list of scary movies. Human Centipede, 5.5. The Fly, 8. Fire in the Sky, 6. It, 6.5.
There we go.
All right. So that's it. If you want to email me, stuffbyscott@gmail.com. Let me know if you liked movies or if I'm wrong about something or if you recommend some movies, all this other stuff. Stuff by Scott, StuffByScott. Yeah, we're chewing a podcast here.
He's chewing on these cords.
You can't chew on cords in a podcast. Silly cat. Just throw them against the wall. Just kidding, no. We don't hurt a cat.
Shoelaces.
Yeah. Go play with that over there. Just one more minute, Kat. We're almost done. What was I saying?
My podcast. Emails.
Yeah, do it if you want. All right, other than that, that's a wrap. That's a wrap.